Nazzy and Tara, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 105.5 JYY.
Here's what you missed.
All right, Tara, this one is for you. I don't know if you're going to get this, Governor. You might be able to steal the game after this next song for Tara.
Okay. Will it ever stop? Yo, I know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and wax a chunk.
Now, hold on, Tara. Before you answer this, Governor, do you know what song that is, song and artist? Because I know Tara.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Do you want me to sing the whole song?
We should actually.
I could do that too. That's one of the ones you really did get into my playlist, because, you know.
Because of course. This is like track number one, Governor Sununu's playlist. You run to this, from what I understand, when you go running.
That is actually true. That is very true.
Tara,
I think that when karaoke opens up, Governor,
yep,
we should do this for karaoke together.
When we can finally socially distance and or get together in a safe manner, I am in. You and I will.
Okay.
Can you do that as a duo? I don't know if you can really
Tara
do it as a duo.
It
we can figure it out.
You know Tara can make it happen.
Yeah. Rob is a friend of mine.
That's it.
So I should call him and have him join us.
We should make it happen.
He can do our backup.
Is that true?
It's a true story.
Is that true?
They are friends, yeah. They are friends. All right, Governor, next one. You've got to get this right in order to force an overtime here. You ready? Because Tara's got three. You've got two. If you get this one correct, you're going to force a tiebreaker song. Here we go, Governor. This is for you.
Yes. Call the police and the fireman.
Come on, Governor.
Oh, okay.
Too hot. Say my name.
All right, Governor Sununu, what do you got?
I always picture the guy who really gets the credit for the song, but no one gives him credit for the song.
Go on.
I always forget his name.
You can go for either name.
His name is not Rob. Is it Rob? What the hell?
He's close. I'm feeling it.
I hear the song all the time. It's
Mark Ronson.
Wait, hold on.
On the tip of my tongue.
Wait a minute, hold on, hold on. Let me help, because this is the governor, man. This is the governor. Gotta help him. Here, let's do this.
There you go.
I mean, the song is funked up. I got the song title.
No.
I just can't think of who sings it.
No. What's the name of the song?
Yeah. The name of the song?
What's the name of the song?
Do they call it?
Do you need to phone a friend?
Yeah, do you not phone a friend? Is there a driver there? Is there somebody?
This is the panic moment.
Hold on. Let me give you another hint, Governor.
Is it Funked Up?
No.
Is it just called Funked Up?
No.
I don't know.
Listen.
All right. So it's got to be Uptown Funk.
Yeah!
Right?
Oh, I'm sweating over here.
Okay.
Sorry
about that. No. Because I'm picturing, you know, I got a whole story behind that with my youngest in the back trying to sing that song and not quite sing Uptown Funk, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Everyone's got that video, right?
Yeah, the word funk is pretty funky.
Yes.
Yeah.
But who actually sings it?
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Mark Ronson.
That's who you were thinking of.
It's Mark Ronson. Yeah.
I was.
I mean, Bruno Mars, obviously, but no, it's Mark Ronson that I always forget.
Yep.
Anyway.
All right,
they've been sued, I think, six times over that
song.
Yeah,
they have. There's been a lot. Okay. You ready?
Okay.
Here's the last
one. Well, I think that gives the...
Is this a tiebreaker?
You're tied. So I have a tiebreaker.
Right,
okay. Here we go. Here's my tiebreaker, okay?
Good thing the governor has no real pressing.
He's got nothing really to do today. I mean, he's probably...
Just got to get ready for a huge press conference.
No biggie. Okay. All right, Governor, you ready? And Tara, I want you both to listen to the song.
Okay.
And then I will ask you the question afterwards.
Okay.
There's no need to feel down.
Oh, my God.
I said, young man.
Hold on.
Pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man. Because you're in a new town. There's no need.
You ready, Governor?
All right, we gotta stop that. All right, now here's the question.
I thought that was the part.
Are you ready? Because we all know the name of that song. We all know it's the YMCA.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one of you can identify the members of the... I don't want their names. I want their costumes.
Their characters?
Their characters, okay? Mm. Let's see how many you can identify. We've got a tie, okay? So we're going to let...
Give me a second here. Who goes first?
Well, ladies first. So, Tara, how many can you identify?
First.
Let's go.
First.
So there is the Native American.
Yep.
There is a police officer. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, do I? Oh, so you have the Native American, the police officer.
Okay.
I got the guy in leather. I don't know what that's all about. I don't know if there's an occupation there. Let's not forget that.
Here's the biker.
And the construction worker.
Yeah.
I got the guy in leather and the construction worker. Is there a fifth?
There's a fifth.
There's one more.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. All right. Whichever one of you gets the fifth is the winner. Whichever one of you
it's
gets...
It's not a lawyer.
It is definitely not a lawyer.
Nope.
Ski resort operator?
Ski resort operator. Let's see. I don't think that he was one.
No.
Was it a forklift operator? No, that was the construction worker.
No, that's the construction worker.
That's
it was a dentist.
Guy.
It was a dentist.
It was not a dentist.
It was a dentist. No.
Hold on.
It
I'll give,
not
I'll give you... No, hold on. I'll give you a hint as to the one that you're missing. You ready?
Okay.
This is the hint. This is a great hint.
I got the horses in the bag.
He was a horse?
Oh, of course.
Which one was it?
The cowboy.
The cowboy.
That's right.
The cowboy. There we go. Of course it was a cowboy. How did we miss that one?
Obviously. I can't believe you remember the guy with the leather.
Oh, the governor wins. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't think that guy ever sang a song. I don't think the guy in the leather ever actually sang it.
He was the backup
dancer.
Like
the hired... He's the backup. Everyone needs one.
He was there just for visual effect.
So, listen, Governor, I'd like to...
I need a backup dancer. Maybe the governor needs a backup dancer when I'm doing my press conference. We'll both do that.
We're both like to volunteer. So, Governor, listen, I'd like to say congratulations because you now have a new title. You're not just the governor of the state of New Hampshire. You are now the champion of the stay-at-home quarantine edition song pop quiz party anthems. Congratulations,
my God,
sir.
That's a mouthful.
Congratulations.
I got that. Well, look, I don't know if I'm the champion. I didn't do all that well, but I got to tell you,
well.
Funnest thing I've done all week.
Funnest thing I've done all week.
I cannot thank you guys enough. This is great.
You win an award and a JYY party prize pack. We'll have that sent out to you.
So did I win two tickets to the concert I've canceled?
Yes. You've won four, a family four pack.
We can give them now 74 on CD.
Yes.
Give it to the kids.
Yeah.
We'll get it to you, Governor.
A CD? Do you think my kids know what a CD is?
A compact disc. They can use it as a frisbee.
Whatever they want to do.
It's what we used back in my day.
Get off my lawn. Governor, thank you very much for joining us and playing along. We'll talk to you next week.
We love you, Governor.
Hey, thank you, guys. You made my day. Appreciate the time. Be good.
The Morning Wake Up with Nazzy and Tara. JYY.